Our reading for today is taken from Acts, the 10th chapter, verses 1 through 17. At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon, who is called Peter. He is lodging with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the sea." When the angel who spoke to him had departed, he called two of his servants and a devout soldier from among those who attended him, and having related everything to them, he sent them to Joppa. The next day, as they were on their journey and approaching the city, Peter went up on the housetop about the sixth hour to pray. And he became hungry and wanted something to eat, but while they were preparing it, he fell into a trance and saw the heavens open and something like a great sheet descending, being let down by its four corners upon the earth. In it were all kinds of animals and reptiles and birds of the air. And there came a voice to him, "Rise, Peter, kill and eat." But Peter said, "By no means, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." And the voice came to him again a second time, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This happened three times, and the thing was taken up at once into heaven. Now while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, men who were sent by Cornelius, having made inquiry for Simon's house, stood at the gate. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Mark Raby, Trinity Lutheran Church, Albany, Georgia.
It was noon in Joppa, and Peter had gone on the rooftop of Simon the Tanner's house to pray. He was hungry, so while he was waiting for the meal to be prepared, he went up and he prayed. And as he did, he fell into a trance. The heavens opened, and a sheet of all sorts of unclean animals, from reptiles to birds, were laid out there before him. A voice then says to Peter, "Rise, kill, and eat." Peter responds, "By no means, Lord, I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." Then he said, the voice said, "What God has made clean, do not call common." This all happened three times, and so for Peter there would be no doubt. Just as the Lord had forgave him three times by the Sea of Tiberias after his resurrection, so now the voice from heaven speaks three times, "What God has made clean, do not call common." We might ask, though, what does a vision of a meal of unclean foods have to do with Gentiles? Well, it is often said that a way to a man's heart is through his stomach, and such is the case here. God is preparing Peter for the proclamation of the gospel to the Gentiles, and specifically a centurion named Cornelius. Peter still held rigidly to the customs of the ceremonial law and would not eat or touch such unclean things. So the association he carried over to the Gentiles who were considered unclean or common. But God needed to break down that barrier, change Peter's heart, and show that Christ died for all people, including the Gentiles, that those barriers in regard to foods do not translate over to people. But before we're quick to accuse Peter, Scripture speaking to us today concerning the barriers that must be broken down in our lives as well, so that God can be at work in us and through us. What are those barriers in your life, in your heart, that need to be broken down? Perhaps it's the thought that a certain people group would not feel comfortable in your church if you invited them, so you remain silent, even though they might even be your friends or coworkers. Or perhaps someone's social or economic status, you figure they don't want to hear the gospel, or you're fearful of sharing the gospel with them. or even assume that they don't even want to hear about Jesus. Perhaps that barrier needs to be broken. That barrier that needs to be broken is the one from a past hurt of a sibling or a parent that only Christ's forgiveness will resolve. What are those barriers that God needs to break down in your life? But you know, God continues to work in our lives as he did with Peter. His voice still speaks to us, speaks to you through his word. The same Holy Spirit who hovered over the waters of creation and poured out at Pentecost on the disciples is the same Holy Spirit who works through the word to speak to you this day. What God has made clean, do not call common. In Christ, all things are made new. You who once were unclean because of your sin are now cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary. Just as Peter was forgiven three times by Christ our Lord, so too Christ forgives you, restores you, and equips you through his word and sacraments to go forth from his house to share the good news of Jesus in word and indeed in your daily vocation of service to the world. You know, we often don't have to go much further than our own children or parents or co-workers to share the love of Christ in word and deed. So, dear friend in Christ, hear Christ's word of forgiveness for you. And like Peter, be moved by the work of the Holy Spirit to respond to his direction as you live out your vocation in the home, in the workplace, in your station in life. Then be ready as the Lord opens doors to work through you to bring the gospel in word and deed to those around you. Continue to abide in Christ. Drink deep of his word. You'll be attentive then to where God leads you as his dearly loved and forgiven child. Amen.
We thank Pastor Mark Raby for today's meditation on God's Word.